Davos to Gemma missing his bees, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm there, Rabbi Kabbal Rose, the Noach Lakish Chorus. Rabbi Shmuel said the person should be light on his feet and be ready and willing to do whatever a Rosh requests from you. The Rosh here is referring to a Talmud Chacham who's a Zakein Yoshev Rosh be Yeshiva. He is Rosh Yeshiva. Therefore, you should run to do whatever he wants from you. And Chazal Gadol Shimusha Yoiser Mili Muda, doing Shemesh for Talmud Chacham is even greater than learning Torah from him. And you should be Noach to Tishchoris. Tishchoris here is referring to a person whose hair is Shechoris. Hair is black, is a young person. You're not Mechuyev to be Meshamishim, but you are Mechuyev to treat him in a pleasant and refined manner. You should receive him modestly. Now, some say Kal LaRosh and Noach LaTishchoris is referring to how a person should act when he is young and when he is older. When he is young, he should be light on his feet and run to do Avodas Hashem. And when he gets older, which is called Tishchoris, as Shlomo HaMelech says, Hayaldus ba'Shachris Hevel. So we see that when a person gets older, that's called Shachris. And when a person is older, he should be Noach. He should treat people modestly and pleasantly, even though he might not have the strength to run to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he should continue doing everything in a pleasant way. B'havi Makabo is called Adam B'Simcha. And a person should receive all people B'Simcha, happily, as we had earlier. The Shammai said a person should receive everybody with savor tanim yafos, with a shining countenance. And here Rabbi Shmuel is saying that's not enough just to receive somebody with savor tanim yafos. You have to receive him with simcha. You have to make the person feel that you are happy to see him. Rabbi Akiva said through laughter and late sonnet, joking around and lightheadedness, that will make a person ruggle to erva. Meaning to say that even though to be over and arise is very chamor, and everybody knows how severe the avir is, even so, aide chok and kalos rosh, a person will come closer and closer to being over the avira until he will actually come to be over on this avira chamura. Mesoret hiag l'torah. The mesoret, meaning to say, the Torah shall bal peh, which Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai, and has been handed down from door to door until our door. That is a siyag l'Torah. Meaning to say, without the Torah Shabbat Peh, we cannot understand the Torah Shabbat Ksav at all. We would not understand even one halacha from the Torah Shabbat Ksav alone. Only through the Torah Shabbat Peh do we understand the Torah Shabbat Ksav. So therefore, the Mesoret is a siyag l'Torah. So too, Mesoret is referring to the Malay v'chaser in the Torah. Meaning to say, some words in the Torah are written Malay, and sometimes we will have the same word written Chasar, missing a letter. And from the Malay B'Chasar, the Chachamim learn out great things, so Mesoret is a siyag to understanding the Torah. Maisro siyag la'osher. By taking off Maisr from your grain to be given to the Levi, and taking off Maisr from your money to be given to Aniyim and to support Torah. This is a siyag la'osher. The day that you take off Maisr, you will become wealthy. As Chazal learned out from the pasuk of Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetiz Asher, take off Maaser in order that you will become wealthy. And you're even allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you wealth on the day that you take off Maaser. As for other things, you're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is an exception as we learn from the pasuk. Hevi'u es kol ha-Maaser al-Beisa Oitzer, bring all the Maaser to the storage house. U'b'chanuni na b'zos amar Hashem tzvakos. Test me with this, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In lo estach lechem es arubos ha-shamayim, if I will not open for you the skylights in Shemayim, v'ari kaisi lechem bracha ad bli dai, and I will empty out to you bracha ad bli dai, and Chazal learn out from ad bli dai, ad she yiblus tisvetzechem elomer dai, until your lips get worn out from saying enough, enough. So we learn out from here that a person can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him wealthy by the fact that you take off Maaser. Nidorin Yag L'Precious. If you want to reach Precious, which is that you want to be purished from Isurim, you don't want to do Isurim, and you're afraid that your Yetzirah will get you to be over on an Isur, so what you can do is to make Nidorin that you won't even do things that are normally Mutter. And on the day that, you won't even come close to being over on an Isur, as you have separated yourself from even things that are normally mutter, and through the Nidarim, you will come to Precious not to do Isurim. And even though normally it's not proper to make Nidarim, as we are afraid they will not keep your Nidarim, But if a person is doing L'shem Shemayim, if he wants to be a Parish, then it would be proper to make Nidarim in order that it would lead you to Prishus. Siyag L'chachma Shtika. A Siyag for Chachma is Shtika. Somebody who learns the Midah of Shtika, even on Dvarim that are Rishus, to be quiet even when it would be mutter for you to talk, that will lead you to Chachma. As a person who does not talk before his friends, and when the Chachamim talks, he listens and does not speak up and ask until the Chacham finishes talking, this will lead you to be a Chacham, as you will learn from everybody, since you listen when they talk. As the Mishnah said, Bezeo Chacham Halo made me call Adam. In order to learn from everybody, you have to learn the Midah of Shtika, and that way you will be Lo made me call Adam and become a Chacham. And even if somebody is not a Chacham, but he learns the Midah of Shtika, people will think that he's a Chacham. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, Gam Avo Machrish Chacham Yechashev. Also, when an Avo, somebody who doesn't have Das, is quiet, people will think that he's a Chacham. As if he would talk his mind, people will realize that he's an Avo. By the fact he learns the Midah of Shtika, people will think that he also is a Chacham. So therefore, Siag L'Chachma Shtika, a person, if he wants to become a Chacham, he should be quiet. And certainly, if he doesn't want people to think it's foolish, it would be proper to learn the Midah of Shtika.